KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 29 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Community Foundation Friday announced that grants totaling $27,230 were awarded to 12 Cass County nonprofit agencies and local municipalities. With these grants, the Cass County Community Foundation has distributed over $2 million in grants and scholarships over the last 21 years. And these organizations were awarded grants by the Cass County Community Foundation Advisory Board during the check presentation. Anita Health and Wellness Center, $3,000 for exercise equipment. The Anita Public Library, $1,000 for an automated external defibrillator. Anita Volunteer Fire Association received $3,130 for air tanks with regulators. The N.W. Wickman Child Development Center in Atlantic received $5,000 for indoor interactive technology and gym games. The Atlantic Public Library received $3,000 from the Cass County Community Foundation for shelving and furniture for youth service. Rise, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, received $1,400 for Rock Island Depot interior window coverings. The Cass County Historical Museum received $1,250 for signage. City of Griswold, $1,750 for ADA-compliant doors at the Griswold Community Building. Friends of the Griswold Public Library received $2,450 for a lighting update. Griswold Rescue received $1,250 for an ambulance pharmaceutical refrigerator. The Messina Public Library received $1,500 for an upgrade to a digital system checkout process. And the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic received $2,500 for a replacement fire alarm system. All those grantees met criteria as Cass County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions supporting community needs in areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. And only those organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible to apply. The grant funds were made possible by the generosity of donors to the Cass County Community Foundation. And these charitable funds through the Community Foundation, the Griswold Community Development Endowed Fund, and the Triumph Endowed Fund for Cass County. Ottawa County Community Foundation also announced grants totaling $41,515 were awarded Friday to five Ottawa County nonprofit agencies. And with this latest round of grant funding, the ACCF has distributed more than $2.1 million in grants and scholarships over the past 22 years. These organizations were awarded grants by the Ottawa County Community Foundation. The Ottawa County Conservation Board, $15,015 for a playground at the Littlefield Rec area. Ottawa County Fair Board received $20,000 for the grandstand renovation. Ottawa County Fire and Rescue Association received $2,500 for fire estate construction and relocation. The Nathaniel Hamlin Park and Museums, $1,500 for restoration of the Nathaniel Hamlin Museum House. And the Children's Nest received $2,500 for renovation to a classroom. And as with the Cass County Community Foundation, all the grantees in the Ottawa County area were supporting community needs in areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Corning man was arrested around 3:05 a.m. today for OWI first offense. Martin Lee Grace was arrested following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 148 and 16th Street in Corning. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on an assault charge last night. 34-year-old Anton Reinhold Flager of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. in the 500 block of Washington Avenue. Flager was charged with domestic abuse assault first offense. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Both drivers and a passenger in one vehicle were injured during a collision Friday afternoon in Red Oak, according to Red Oak Police. Just before 2 p.m., officers were called to the intersection of Highway 34 and North 8th Street for a two-car accident with possible injuries. Upon arrival, officers found a 2002 Chrysler Town & Country van was facing southbound. An investigation determined the driver of the van, 84-year-old Joan Konopasik of Red Oak, failed to stop at the stop sign and went southbound from the intersection when it was not clear. A 2005 Ford Freestyle van driven by 59-year-old Wilma Kiesis of Red Oak was eastbound and struck the other van. Both vehicles then came to rest in the southeast ditch. Konopasik was manually extricated from her van by Red Oak Fire and Rescue. She was not wearing a seatbelt and suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The woman was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital. Kiesis and a front seat passenger in her van, 29-year-old Chad Perkins of Shenandoah, suffered minor injuries and were also transported to the hospital by Red Oak Rescue. A third passenger in her van was not hurt. Both vehicles were declared a total loss with a damage estimated at $11,500 altogether. No citations had been issued as of the latest report. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, Iowa State Patrol, and Red Oak Fire and Rescue. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said yesterday their deputies were able to end a pursuit that began on Highway 92 and the U.S. Highway 169 bypass on Friday, just outside of Winterset. Authorities say a caller had reported a careless driver on Highway 92, and when a deputy located the vehicle and attempted to stop it, the driver, later identified as 30-year-old Adam Wilson from Wisconsin, took off at a high rate of speed. The chase went southbound on Highway 169 with two more deputies in pursuit. The incident ended in a 3,000 block of Highway 169 just north of the Union-Madison County line after Wilson's vehicle entered the ditch. The man was taken into custody and transported to the Madison County Sheriff's Office before being turned over to jail staff. Wilson was charged with eluding with additional charges pending. Madison County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Winterset Police Department and Union County Sheriff's Office. And Adair County 4-H'ers will hold their annual 4-H Awards program tomorrow at the Warren Cultural Center, located on the east side of the square in Greenfield. The program is slated to begin at 2 p.m. During that program, all members and leaders of the 10 4-H clubs in Adair County will be recognized. In addition, 13 adults will be recognized with awards of Clover for their tenure as 4-H volunteers. The public is invited, and immediately following the program, refreshments will be served by the Summit Superstars 4-H Club. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Robert D. Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died October 3rd at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Robert Garner will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Chet Cooper, age 83, of Dexter, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Chet Cooper will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Betty Joyce Mason, age 87, of Walnut, died October 25th. Graveside services for Betty Mason will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. John McFarland, age 62, of Greenfield, died October 24th in Des Moines. A celebration of life gathering for John McFarland will be today from 2 until 5 p.m. in Greenfield at the Hotel Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Jack Pickham, age 70, of Avoca, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A celebration of life for Jack Pickham will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Winters, age 80, of Panora, died Friday at Lakeside Village in Panora. A memorial service for Betty Winters will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Alberta Becker, age 93, of Cumberland, died October 23rd. A celebration of life funeral service for Alberta Becker will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sharon K. Breckerbaumer, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A celebration of life memorial service for Sharon Breckerbaumer will be Monday at 4 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Paul Davis, age 62, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life memorial services for Paul Davis will be this Tuesday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Christy Boyson, age 61, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life memorial service for Christy Boyson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anne Marie Poole, age 104, of Orient, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Marie Poole are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.